Welcome to the Heavy Duty Parts Report. This podcast is presented by the Heavy Duty Consulting Corporation and hosted by our CEO, Jamie Irvin. At the Heavy Duty Consulting Corporation, we work with manufacturers, distributors, and repair shops who want to grow their business. Do you have a problem that you would like some help with? We have developed fault codes for heavy duty parts businesses, just like they have for commercial trucks. Find out how many fault codes your business has and how you stack up against dozens of other heavy-duty parts businesses. Head to heavydutyconsulting.com and schedule a meeting with us today. All right, let's start this episode.
You're listening to the Heavy Duty Parts Report. I'm your host, Jamie Irvin, and this is the place where we have conversations that empower heavy-duty people. What is involved in challenging the status quo in the heavy-duty parts industry? In this episode, we are going to speak to three exhibitors that were at HDAW this year who are all challenging the status quo in the trucking industry in their own way. You're going to learn why having a strong why or reason for your company to exist is so important, and also how sometimes you have to completely reinvent yourself in order to continue to challenge the status quo and be successful in the industry. We're also going to talk about why you need to take advantage of the changes in the industry, especially when it comes to technology. And finally, we're going to talk about why sometimes you just have to simplify things to get something to work better. I'm really excited about this episode, so let's get started. First up, we spoke to Zillion Heavy Duty Parts, and this is a company that has a very fascinating why. Their reason for existence is very fascinating. And in addition to that, this is a company who has needed to completely reinvent themselves in order to continue to challenge the status quo. Listen into my interview with Zillion Heavy Duty Parts. We're here at HDAW 24 in Grapevine, Texas, and my guest today is Lisa Bowman, the Technical Sales Director at Zillion Heavy Duty Parts. Now, Lisa began her career in the diesel aftermarket industry in 2007. She has experience in shipping and receiving, customer service, purchasing, marketing, and sales. Sounds like you had every job like I did.
I have. Yes, I have. Thanks for having me, Jamie.
Lisa, yeah, we're so happy to have you on the show. So, Zillion Heavy Duty Parts, that's a name that maybe people don't recognize. So tell me, why? What was the name last year if they were here and they were looking for the booth? Because Zillion didn't exist.
You may have recognized Ambac Aftermarket.
Ambac Aftermarket. Okay, so their parent company is Ambac International. They've been on the show before. And let's talk about the three divisions that really made up Ambac International.
So Ambac had three divisions, the DoD, manufacturing, and aftermarket.
And for those who don't know, what's DoD?
Department of Defense.
Right. And so they have this long history of manufacturing. If I remember correctly, they've been in business since 1910.
That's correct.
And that's just incredible, right? A company with over 100 years. Yeah, they do this patriotic work with the Department of Defense, not just the U.S., but the allied defense sector. They do this spec manufacturing, which is really interesting because there's a rebuilding component to that. There's high tolerances. And then talk to me a little bit about the aftermarket division, because you were working for Ambac when it was Ambac Aftermarket. So what's the aftermarket all about?
Yeah, so that was the one thing that didn't fit. It was really hard to, streamline our business processes, having the DoD and the manufacturing all together in one. So to separate that, it was just a great idea. So we've decided to turn it into a standalone company and rebrand it as Zillion.
Right. So one of the things that is interesting with the Department of Defense work, people don't maybe think about it off the top of their head, but if they think about it for just a minute, you can imagine the security protocols necessary to work with any defense of any country. And that really makes it hard as an aftermarket company that you have to be very competitive, you have to move quickly, make decisions quickly, and that was really kind of holding them back, wasn't it?
Yes, definitely. Yeah.
Yeah. So Zillion, let's talk about this new division. Right now it's Zillion Heavy Duty Parts, a Ambac International brand, but it's very rapidly moving towards becoming its own standalone company. When you set a company up for the first time, you have to start with the fundamentals. Like, why are you going to be in business? So what is Zillion's why?
So we came up with a mission statement: be revolutionary and create liberty.
Be so. Revolutionary and create liberty. So that's a really interesting thing. Most people who would talk about like a company, why are you in business? They say, well, we're in business to sell heavy duty parts, or we're in business to serve the trucking industry. Be revolutionary and create liberty. That's got our attention. So let's break that down. What does it mean to be revolutionary?
So to be revolutionary, you know, we want to change the status quo that everybody else does in the industry, and we're going to use things like technology and get different suppliers in this heavy duty industry.
Right. And when you talk about technology, the whole industry has really started to shift. So it started with technology on the equipment, but we're seeing how technology and the way you operate a business is really starting to change things. And I think that that concept of needing to be revolutionary, to think about things from a different angle, try to challenge the status quo, that's going to be a real ingredient to the success of this new company. Wouldn't you agree?
Yes, definitely. We need to make it easier for the businesses to buy from us. Customers in general, all across the board, having their own portals into our system. So it makes it easy. They don't have to call for pricing. It's all right there, ready to go.
Yeah. So there's another component to this why, though, which is to create liberty. So what does that mean?
That's right. We want to create economic liberty for our employees, customers, and suppliers.
Okay. So that's a real holistic view of the business environment. And I like that because I've often been a believer, and I remember hearing this a long time ago, and it made so much sense to me. It's like if a company takes care of their employees, economic liberty for your employees, then they do a really great job. They take care of your customers. That creates economic liberty for them. Then they buy from the company, and then the company does well, and it becomes this positive feedback loop. But even suppliers are part of that mix, because without suppliers, you just don't have a business.
That's right.
Yeah,
that's
so
right.
I love that. You have to look at the whole thing. When you're here, you're going to be leaving this podcast booth and going right into the exhibition hall where there's all these people going to be checking out the new, brand new Zillion booth. What products are you going to be talking to them about?
We'll be talking about fuel injection and aftermarket. We also want to expand the under the hood components that we're carrying now. We want to make that broader. And we're looking to find new distributors while we're here.
Right. So fuel injection was always the core of the business. So that's a big part of it. You've also brought on an after treatment line. That was one of the first product lines that Zillion expanded into in that kind of under the hood category. And then there's some new products coming, and that's kind of part of why you come to HDAW, right? You're here to sell, but you're also here to buy. So that's good. So when you are talking about fuel injection, and you work in a technical sales environment, so what are some of the common questions you get from people? Maybe if they've never sold fuel injection before, like what are they worried about?
They're worried about the components they need to do the whole job, not just the injector. They need seal kits. They need, you know, maybe hoses, fuel lines, and such. And we want to be able to offer all of that to our customers.
Yeah, and that's so important to look at the whole piece, right? Oftentimes, the one component is the thing that people change because they think that's the problem.
And it may
but there's
not
all
be
these
the
other
problem.
Issues.
That's correct.
Yeah. And really, fuel injection and after treatment, you could apply that logic to both of those systems. It's not just a replacement part. It's the entire system you have
the
to look at.
The entire system.
Yeah. So thank you so much for taking some time, coming by the booth. You got to get out on the floor right now. Sell.
All right. Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah,
all
that's
right.
Great. That's great. So if you haven't had a chance to check out this new company, which of course you wouldn't, it's brand new, go over to zillionhd.com. That's where you'll be able to find a lot of great product data on that website, but it is a business that is really built to take care of the distributor. So you do need a login to get access to that. If you want to become a distributor of Zillion, then you want to go to zillionhd.com and you can press that button to become a distributor. We'll get you signed up.
Yep.
Right?
Yeah,
and
we
then,
will.
And then you have access to great data and you'll be able to buy those products right on the site. That's fantastic.
All right.
Thanks, Lisa.
Thanks, Jamie.
Okay.
I'm really excited to see what Zillion Heavy Duty Parts does in the future, especially since our consulting company is very intimately involved in what they are doing over at Zillion. So if you haven't had a chance, make sure you go and check them out. Also, all the parts that they sell, you can buy on finditparts.com. So that's good to know. We're going to take a quick break to hear from our sponsors. We'll be right back. Are you deferring maintenance because of filter cost or availability? Or worse yet, are you trading down to no-name filters to try to save a few bucks? Either way, you're rolling the dice. The good news, there's a new premium filter option for fleets, Hank's Filtration. If you're responsible for a fleet, you won't believe how much using Hank's filters will save you. But you've got to go to heavydutypartsreport.com/Hank's to find out more. That's heavydutypartsreport.com/HENGST. Head there now. This episode of the Heavy Duty Parts Report is brought to you by Find It Parts, your ultimate destination for heavy duty truck and trailer parts. Discover a vast range of parts at finditparts.com. Don't spend hours a day looking for parts. Instead, visit finditparts.com and get them right away. Next, we spoke to Circuit Board Medics. Now, this is a company that was created to fill a need in the industry that didn't even exist a few years ago. As trucks became more complex, they got a lot more technology, and that means a lot more circuit boards. And Circuit Board Medics saw an opportunity to provide a great service to the industry, and an entire company was created to fill that need. Listen into my interview with Circuit Board Medics.
And my guest today is Seth Stokes. He's the B2B Relationship Manager of Circuit Board Medics. Circuit Board Medics has been on the show before. We'll include that interview in the show notes. Seth, you started out your career in sports media and radio broadcasting, and you've got a background in automotive, but here you are with heavy duty now.
Right. It's amazing where life takes you. Yeah, started out in sports radio years ago, and I've always been tinkering with cars and trucks, so that's kind of my passion. And then one thing led to another, and before you know it, I'm working for Circuit Board Medics and helping them build this, heavy duty side of things and further business to business relationships within the company.
Yeah, well, we're so happy to have you here on the Heavy Duty Parts Report. I like to talk to people, especially when we're at shows like this, because it's an opportunity for us to think about it. What's trending, what's coming next. So what trends are you seeing in heavy duty electronics when it comes to commercial equipment?
Well, the thing that we're seeing the most now is, and it's kind of strange to say it at this point, but electronics are starting to become legacy products for a lot of OEs.
So you got to explain that to me.
Right. So like 10 years ago, you think of legacy product, you're not thinking of your digital instrument cluster or, the shifter on the side of the steering column controlling the transmission. But now those things are getting to be, products that OEs maybe not support for an extended period of time anymore. So they may be ending their life with the OE. And, until a couple years ago, that was kind of a foreign concept. And you're seeing more and more electronics get into these trucks now. And, just like anything else, the OE is going to support it for as long as they can. But after a while, they've got to bow out. And that's kind of where we come into play.
And that's what aftermarket's all about. Really, that's what Heavy Duty Aftermarket Week is all about. So, when I think of trucks, like I started in the industry in 1998, things had started to move towards the electronic kind of type of vehicle, but there was still a lot of mechanical systems. Now we're in 2024, so give us an example of an electronic system that might actually surprise people in a commercial truck.
Right, so a good example that pops into mind for me is the HVAC module in a lot of the Kenworth and Peterbilts. That's on a communications network in the truck. So it's communicating with the instrument cluster, the body control module, the ECM, all that's connected. So if that goes down, there's a potential that brings the entire communications network on the truck down. And all it does is literally just controls the heat and air inside the cab. But it is electronic now. It communicates on its own network. And why they went that way, I don't know. But it's just one of those things you look at a big truck driving down the road, and the last thing you think is going to be electronic is the thing that controls your heat and air like that.
And
having knobs on it, too.
Right. And still yet to have the potential of like bringing that truck to a standstill.
That's right.
That's kind of crazy. So when there is an opportunity in the market, entrepreneurial people will find a way. And Circuit Board Medics is just one of those great stories of a company that's just really risen because of the demand and the need. So talk me through what are the services that Circuit Board Medics is really now known for.
We're trying to eliminate as much downtime as possible for people, and not just in the heavy duty sector, but also in the light duty sector. But what we're known for now is a very quick and high quality repair and return service, as well as offering what we call exchange items. So things like a VGT actuator for a Cummins engine or something like that. Something that we're going to have on the shelf. A guy calls and says, "Hey, truck's down because of this actuator. when can you get me one? And we can ship it out that same day. So we're known as just a high quality and quick to the market kind of company that can pivot easily with things that that are happening. PSGs, for example, on the 5.9 Cummins and those fuel pumps, like that's something that we're working on now to provide a solution for when there's not one.
Right.
So that's kind of, we like to do the hard things.
The hard thing. So yeah. So give me a couple more examples of like a use case where somebody would say, ah, I listened to the circuit board medics on the heavy duty parts where I now know where to send this thing. So give me a couple other examples.
Okay. So you're driving around in your your Peterbilt and it stops shifting gears. That shift stalk stops working. You can come to us. You can send that to us within one business day. It'll be headed back to you. Your instrument cluster stops reading your fuel or your air pressure, anything like that. You can send that instrument cluster to us. We can repair that one business day, ship it back out to you. Or even to a greater extent, the ECMs on these things are bolted to the side of the engines. They take a lot of heat. They see a lot of stuff get, dripped on them, leaked on them, oil and all that. Stops working, you can send it to us. We can repair it, get your truck back up and running.
Yeah. So I can imagine that there's probably, when I was rebuilding pneumatics, both on air and hydraulic systems, the big advantage was always that the OEM replacement part was going to be quite costly, or maybe it wasn't even available any longer. And the repair and return service, it was where you didn't have to give up the unit that you had. You could send it out, you could get it repaired and have it come back. Is it really that kind of a system? And what kind of cost savings are we actually talking about that creates?
Well, a lot of times with repair and return, there's no programming necessary.
Okay.
So a lot of these modules have some sort of programming involved. So if we're repairing the module off of your truck, it's plug and play when you get it back.
Right.
There's no need to have anybody program it for you. You should just be able to plug it in, put the bolts back in it, and take off down the road doing what you were doing. Whereas if you have to buy new from, a dealer or somewhere like that, if it's available, I understand doing that. But if you have to, but then you have to have it programmed. So not only do you have the cost of the part, then you have the cost of the programming, cost of the labor, all that stuff. So we're saving money in a couple of different avenues.
Yeah. Can you give us an example of a customer of yours that you were able to help and talk through the impact it had on their business? Because one of the things, I'll tell you something, Seth, when I was selling parts, I was selling replacement parts, right? But I remember many times where someone, maybe a wife of a truck driver would call and say, thank you for helping us out. And I never forget the one time where we helped with a transmission problem. And she literally had, you could tell there were tears in her eyes. And she was saying to me, we didn't know where the food was going to come for our kids. And because you took care of that transmission issue, we were able to feed our kids this week. Thank you, right? So I love those kinds of stories of how it's, yes, there's the dollars and cents in running the business, but then there's also the human side to this. And at the end of the day, heavy duty people, it's important that they flourish. So talk me through a couple of examples where you've been able to really help your customers.
Yeah, one of our core values as a company is people. We care about their stories. And so when someone calls and says they have this issue, that's just the circuit board's just the hard part of that issue. The issue is the lost wages for not being able to use the truck for work, or if it's a passenger car, not being able to get to work, or the washing machine's broken in the house, now they can't do laundry. That's causing a deeper problem.
Right, and all of those electronics that you guys do, mm-hmm. it fit all those applications.
Exactly.
So you could actually help a truck driver or a repair shop that's fixing, you could help them with the commercial trucks, their own personal vehicles and appliances in
their
own
home.
And you could help them in every level.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
That's it. But when the CPC-4 crisis happened with the Freightliners, we were able to develop a repair for that module. And then now we have them on the shelf. We can send them out pre-programmed. But we had so many stories because when that thing went down, it's a body control module. Your throttle wouldn't work.
Right.
It's a thing that's in the dash of your vehicle, but your throttle doesn't work when it messes up.
So that's it.
So your truck's not driving, right? Yeah. So we had tons of people call with that as a problem. They're not being able to use their truck for work. They're not making money. They're not being able to feed their families. Lots of stories for that one. But one in particular is a truck driving school. And I think they exclusively use those trucks. None of the trucks were running. They couldn't teach future, drivers how to drive these
things.
That's
the last thing we need, right? Is contributing to the shortage.
Exactly. And it was such a thing that he drove multiple states and brought us several from multiple states away. got a hotel, stayed till we had it repaired, and took them back just because they were being stolen out of vehicles
right.
and stuff like that, and got all of his fleet of trucks back up and running, and it's stuff like that that we love hearing those stories behind it. And we recently released our Allison TCM for the LML Duramax, another lighter duty application.
Yeah.
But those guys, I mean, they're using those trucks for their landscaping companies,
right.
for their construction companies, stuff like that, and able to get those, $80,000 paperweights out of the yard
yeah.
and back on the road making money for guys again. It's just a wonderful feeling.
Yeah. So what are you doing to ensure that the quick turnaround? Like I keep hearing you talk about that. It's obviously an area of focus for your company.
It is.
But as your volumes have continued to grow, how do you maintain that same level of service?
We have a wonderful team of people, and we practice a lot of lean processes, but we just have a lot of dedicated, really good, talented, smart people who figure out the best way to do things in a repeatable manner.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't take and just, so if an ECM comes in and this one component is messed up, we're not just changing that one component. We're addressing everything that we know is wrong on the board. One, because it acts as a preventative measure. Two, it just makes the unit better than it was when it was
yeah.
new.
Yeah.
And three, it is something that we can, build out, and it becomes a, you always do this to this thing when it comes in. There's no like, well, this one may take an hour, or this one may take three, depending. They all just, it's all the same. So we're able to maintain that level of quality and standardize all of our repairs. So no matter what product you're getting, it's they all have gone through kind of the same rigmarole through us.
Yeah, that's fantastic. So if you would like to learn more about what this company does, go to circuitboardmedics.com. Links will be in the show notes. Seth, thank you for taking some time. I know these trade shows are very busy and you got a lot of people to talk to.
Yes,
so
sir.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Hey, thanks for having me on.
I think it's fascinating that an entire company was created to fill this specific need. I hope that you go check them out. And certainly if you're selling parts, you want to keep them in your back pocket because your customers may have some trouble with circuit boards and you can use their repair and return service to be able to get those fixed and back to your customers really quickly. A great, great service. Finally, we spoke to Switchblade Turbo. Now, this is a fascinating company. They've been on the podcast before, and in the links in the show notes, you'll be able to go and listen to that original interview that I did. But I think what's really interesting about my conversation with them today is how, at the end of the day, all they did is they took something that was complex and they simplified it and they got it to work better. And to challenge the status quo, it doesn't always mean you have to go in the direction of greater complexity. This is a great example of where simplicity actually is better for everyone. Listen into my conversation with Switchblade Turbo.
So my guest today is a returning guest on the show, Dan McClave, president of Switchblade Turbochargers. Dan spent the majority of his career in automotive manufacturing and the remanufacturing industry. That's close to my heart. And now you're the president at Switchblade Turbochargers. You're serving the heavy-duty agricultural and industrial markets. Dan, welcome to the Heavy Duty Parts Report in person.
Thank you.
Nice to see you.
Yeah, you too.
Thanks for taking some time away from the booth and coming to see us.
Like I said, it's so busy in there, I almost lost track of time. So it's been great.
So since the last time you were on the show, some things have changed. Walk us through what's changed.
Mostly what's changed is we've made progress. I mean, business has picked up, and thank you again for having me on the show. We started building out our team in the technical engineering aspect, sales and marketing, and just continued to build inventory to start to supply bigger customers.
Yeah, it's fantastic to watch a company with a great product trying to solve a real problem and having the success you deserve. So what is exactly the product that you're promoting? Tell us more. Is it just another shop that rebuilds turbochargers, or what's different? Now, people who've watched the original episode, which we'll put links in, they already know the answer to this, but you maybe the ones that are new to the show haven't seen it before, you can tell them.
Well, the main product that we're manufacturing and selling is called the Switchblade Turbocharger. It is a modification to an existing OE turbo that significantly improves performance to heavy-duty trucks, ag equipment, you name it, to the tune of significant fuel savings in dollars.
Right. Okay. So let's go a little bit deep on the actual product. So in a turbocharger in its current setup, the way that it comes OE from the truck, right? We hear about turbos and the VGT, and then you're going to retrofit with the Switchblade Turbo. So talk about the differences in the actual turbocharger and how it works.
Okay, definitely. So the Switchblade Turbocharger, we basically have, and it's a patented design by Jim Blaylock, We're essentially adding one additional moving part to the turbine housing of the turbo. That fluctuates and goes up and down throughout the operation of the turbo. So really what he's invented is a two-in-one turbo. It's small at rest, so it spools up a lot faster.
No traditional turbo lag.
Right. And then as you're gaining speed and pressure's increasing in the housing, that vane opens up and now it's a larger housing at speed. So you're getting the best of both worlds. So at takeoff, fast takeoff, increased boost pressure, no lag, and at speed, major fuel efficiency and savings.
Okay, so if I retrofit my truck with your turbocharger, when I take out that other one, do I need the VGT part?
No, you don't really need the VGT part. There's no electronics, which might sound scary to some people. How can you do something without electronics? But it's a very simple, easy design, and it really just replaces the stock turbo or whatever turbo is on the vehicle at the time, whether it's a Cat engine, Detroit, Cummins, you name it.
Okay, now one of the things that people will hear me talk about a lot on the show is that you have to look at the whole system. So turbo is part of a larger system. It impacts the after treatment and other systems in the engine. So what have you done to make sure that the rest of the system continues to operate as it's supposed to?
Well, we've had sales for the last 5 or 6 years of this product. We've never had one problem with an engine failure or anything resulting from our turbo. So it is an existing system and part of a larger system. But what we're really doing, Jamie, is enhancing the performance of the engine. Okay. And again, go to our website, look at our customer testimonials. Mm-hmm. People are just singing the praises of this turbo. And it's just a matter of scale now. We have to get it to more people.
So there is a component I remember you talking about with pressure and back pressure and things like that. Can you explain that?
Yeah, sure. So to get a little more technical, typically the ratio of boost pressure to back pressure is 2-to-1, double the back pressure to half boost pressure. What this system does is it actually increases the boost pressure to basically equal that of the back pressure. And people will say that's impossible.
Right.
It's not. We have data. We have customers that have videoed their boost and back pressure gauges while the switchblade's running, and it's just attributed to that design. We're getting more volume of air into the system, which is getting into the engine, and it's just burning fuel a lot cleaner.
A lot cleaner, more efficient. So I remember you saying that when this system is installed, things like, for example, the black smoke coming out of the stacks is eliminated. What is that actually eliminating? Not just the smoke, but there's something more about that.
Yeah, there's really two things there. And again, we have tons of videos from customers showing this with and without the switchblade. And all the black smoke is coming out of the stack is unburnt fuel. It's waste.
Right.
And when I was a kid, I thought, wow, look at that truck. The black smoke looks really cool.
Yeah.
It's not. So all that fuel now is being burned more efficiently. So it eliminates the black smoke. The flip side of that, with all that unburned fuel, is it's putting soot into the oil. So oil changes are more frequent. We have one customer in particular. He doubled his oil life on all of his equipment.
Wow.
And Caterpillar has tested this. This is not, I'm saying it, but it's verified.
It was verified.
Absolutely. So he went from 100 hours oil change to 200.
So at the outset of our conversation, you talked about a significant improvement in fuel. Can you go into more detail about what the expected gains will be from retrofitting to this? And really, it's not really a retrofit. It's more of an upgrade to this switchblade turbo.
Yeah, so we're calling it, Jamie, an investment in your equipment. It's not a sunk cost if you have to replace your turbo with ours. It's actually going to save you money. And this is a touchy subject, too, because fuel efficiency, there's so many factors involved with that, not just the turbo. So we tend to say this with a disclaimer.
Right.
But we've seen some of our customers, again, I have references, they've gone, from 4 miles a gallon to almost 6. We have one customer in particular near me. He's saving $140 per day in fuel that his truck is running. So the turbo paid for itself in about a month.
Right.
And he just keeps asking for more turbos to retrofit his fleet. So that's really what we're seeing on the fuel saving side. And again, it's going to differ because guys drive differently, fuel costs
and vocation
differently. Exactly.
Yeah.
So the amount of weight that you're hauling, all factors, but we can pretty much stand behind that you are going to see significant cost savings.
Yeah, it's one thing to have a marginal difference that you know, okay, great, I'm picking up a little bit, but how much, right? It's another thing to get to a significant amount where you can actually calculate it in dollars saved, like with that right. one example. Right. And that's what's really important here. So I think, what do you recommend when somebody is thinking like, okay, I want to do this, I'm convinced, but before I start, how do they call you, and do you guys talk through their vocation and their fleet and what they're up against and kind of help them to see what the possibility could be? Like, how do you work with your customers to really kind of take that first step?
Yeah, it's a great question. And again, they're more than happy and willing to call us. There's information on our website. It really has to do with what engine you're running and what's your horsepower, because that will determine the type of turbo that we supply you. And in some cases, there's other accessories that are needed. So we now have the ability, you can order off the website.
Yep.
We would get the order and immediately call the customer and say, hey, we just got your order. Any questions? Because we just talked to someone at the show and he's been ready to take the plunge with this.
Yeah.
And then that's almost why I was late. I think convinced him to go ahead and try one. But it's a different product. Some people haven't believed the claims of the cost savings, which is fine. But honestly, what I've done is I've given a turbo away. Said, look, don't pay me for 90 days. If you're not happy, I'll take it back. If you are, then let's start a business relationship.
Ever had anybody send them back?
No.
Good.
No.
Now, when you do retrofit, you've got a core. What do you do with that?
They can keep it. We are also remanufacturers, right. So we're happy to take that off their hands as well. So it's a conversation.
Yeah, sure. Fantastic. Well, if you want to learn more about this great product, first of all, I would say go back and listen to the original episode, and also go over to switchbladeturbo.com. That's where all the information is, and now you can buy it off the website. So thanks for taking some time.
Thank you so much. Really great to see you.
Yep,
you too.
Okay.
As well, thanks.
Well, this brings today's episode to a conclusion. I hope you enjoyed my conversations with three companies that are truly challenging the status quo in the trucking industry. Next week, we're going to continue our coverage of HDAW, where we are going to talk to some of the manufacturing titans in the industry. Tune in for that episode. So you don't miss out. If you haven't already, go to heavydutypartsreport.com, hit the follow button, sign up to our weekly email so you never miss out on the great content. We're only going to send you one email a week, just updating you on what's new on the show. So don't have to worry about us spamming you. Go ahead and follow us there. Also, if you are enjoying listening to the podcast on your podcast player of choice, if you haven't already, hit that follow button for free. And if you like watching the video version, make sure you subscribe and click the notification bell on YouTube. Thank you so much for your ongoing support, and a big thank you to the guests this week and our sponsors. As always, I want to encourage you to be heavy duty. HDA Truck Pride is the heart of the independent parts and service channel. They have 750 parts stores and 450 service centers conveniently located across the U.S. and Canada. Visit heavydutypartsreport.com/HDA Truck Pride today to find a location near you. Again, that's heavydutypartsreport.com/HDA Truck Pride, and let the heart of the independent service channel take care of your commercial equipment.